Morning everybody, it's Scott from Silverstone Fleet Management. I hope everyone is all well and had a great week. It's a big day today. It's our 8th year anniversary, so we are 8 years old. And what a journey it's been. It really, really has. It hasn't been an easy journey, far from it. But it's been a challenge, to say the least. But we're here. It's 8 years we've been training. When I first started Silverstone, and just a bit of a brief history about that, but I'll touch on it very briefly, so I'll be here all day. I was working for a dealership, a premium brand dealership in town, and I absolutely loved it with a passion, and we still deal with them to this day. But back then I was dealing with brokers just like Silverstone, and I had a massive portfolio of brokers that I was dealing with up and down the country. But unfortunately, the time came when the manufacturers looked at this and thought, well, the dealership should not be dealing with brokers. They didn't really understand about what we do back then, because there was a couple of other companies like Jamjar. Apologies if you're still running, I'm not too sure. But Jamjar used to buy vehicles for 14 to 15 to 18% discount off of dealerships, and then resell for 10% and then keep the margin. So that was really bad business, because that sort of devalues the brand. And unfortunately, the brokers got a bad name for that. Brokers, in terms of credit brokers like what we do. So they pulled the plug. And at that particular time, I had a portfolio of roughly about sort of 8 to 10 brokers that I was dealing with on a day-to-day basis. So at that time, they pulled the plug, and I was sort of left with no brokers to deal with. And I was challenged then to go out locally and to drum up business. Well, the issue there is that trying to drum up business with one brand was very difficult, because a lot of companies that I was dealing with on a day-to-day basis used to say, look, I love the brand, I love the car, and I love the brand that you've supplied me for the past 5 to 6 years, but I want to change. Can you help? And at that particular point, I couldn't, because I was just stuck with one brand. So there was a lot of frustrations, a lot of changes as well within the dealership I was working at the time. So I was in a bit of a dark place, to say the least. So I didn't really know what to do. Well, my sister, she runs a company in Northampton, a filter company, and there was a position within that business to become a local business development manager, doing environmental management, which was completely like a polar sort of thing compared to what I was doing. But I fancied the challenge. I was getting a bit tired of the motor trade, because I was in it for a long time. I've been in the trade since I was 19. I'm 42 now. I know I don't look it. That's the moisturiser and the gym. But no, I just wanted a change. So I joined my sister's company doing environmental management on the 1st of March. So it's the 1st of March 2012. So it was all going well. I had the leave and do at my old place, all going really well. And then so I started on the Monday, and I remember it clearly, because on that Monday I did have a lot of cars going out of the dealership and I wasn't there. So I did feel a little bit guilty about that. But anyway, so I started the environmental management project, to find that the account that I was going to be looking after, unfortunately, didn't happen. So there was actually no accounts to look after. So I was in a little bit of a quandary of exactly what to do. So sort of sat down, and I had a couple of choices. I could either go back to what I was doing previously, but the problem is that 2 days prior we had the leave and do, and I couldn't really sort of go back a few days later and say, oh, I'm really sorry, but I've cocked up here, come and take me back. And I always believe that if you do something and you move forward, that chapter is then closed, and you just you just go forward and just see what happens. And this particular point, I thought, well, what on earth do I do? So the only thing I really did know about was brokers, how brokers worked. And also, the brokers that I was dealing with, I could see that there's a few cracks in what they were doing and things that I could do differently compared to them. So I thought, well, let's try that. So a sister, Stacey, sort of, she gave me an office, a small office, which thankfully I didn't have to pay anything for, on the pretense that I looked after her fleet of cars. So that was our very first customer, in essence. So that's how it all began. So I started Silverstone. The name came about because we're based in Northampton, Silverstone being the track, it fitted extremely well. How we got away with the name, I do not know. But we have, and it's done us really well throughout the years, because it's got that sort of synergy with the track and Northampton, and people do know. And it's quite funny because even to this day, people do say, look, if I do go ahead with you, can I have tickets to the circuit? Which clearly we say yes. So that's how it all began. So, and it was difficult. It was difficult back then because I had a mortgage. You know, I was seeing my wife at the time. Well, she wasn't my wife back then, but I was seeing my wife, and it was hard. It was extremely difficult. So I just started a business. It was just myself. And it was extremely difficult, you know, putting all the hours in, getting up extremely early, which I still do to this day. But I was working till 9, 10, 11 o'clock, and it would never switch off because I wanted to build something. And I didn't know what I was building at first. It was a very sort of, how can I explain it? It was something that I knew what we could achieve, but I just needed to give it a go. And a lot of people said, it's not gonna work. There's no way on this planet what you're trying to do will work. You won't get the funders, our finance partners. They won't even give you a look in because you just started, it's just you, and it's not gonna happen. Well, for me, that was the motivation. That was the motivation. If someone says I can't do anything, I promise you now I'll do it. And that was the motivation, absolutely just wanted to smash it and to say to those people, look, this is what I've done and this is what I've achieved. So it all started in the first couple of months very, 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 it was very difficult, very hard, you know, trying to get businesses to come on board with us. But once again, we've just started. The company incorporated a few days later. And that was all new to me. I don't know how to start a business. I don't know what to do. Back then, it was very difficult, you know, to say the least. But I did realise that I was crap at admin. You tend to find that a lot of salespeople are. So I needed to get someone on board with administration, and I was interviewing for the first time. So I interviewed numerous people, and then this one particular lady came to the interview, and it was Abby. Abby sort of sat there, and she was working at Sports Direct at the time, and it was an apprenticeship scheme through starting off a local recruitment company in Northampton. So Abby then joined Silverstone, and we sort of pushed the business forward slowly, a very slow rate, and actually today Abby's still with me today, and that's sort of 8 years on. So there's been a lot of hurdles. A lot of hurdles, to say the least. We've gone in various different directions within the business. But what I found is that starting a business, you just have to do it so slowly. Just one step, one building block at a time. And I know this because I rushed in. So if I sort of propelled this story for a couple of years later, I had a team of around 10 people. Cash flow is extremely tight. And I thought, well, how can we sort of move forward? What do we need to do? We didn't have any funders at the time, funding partners. And it was tough, it really was tough. So we decided to start a used car operation as well on the side of literally running alongside Silverstone Fleet Management. And the used cars, the idea was all these used cars. The used cars would come from supply of local people that we're dealing with. We could take their used cars on, resell them in a place that we had at Stoke Bruin, and we called it Silverstone Approved Cars, and it worked really well. the first sort of 6 months, it was flying, because we could give customers a little bit more money than We Buy Any Car. I think We Buy Any Car wasn't even out then, but we could give customers a little bit more money and we could then resell the cars. So it was up to myself to clean the car, advertise the car through Auto Trader, get the car online, meet the customer, and do the sort of test drive and sell the vehicle. I loved it, absolutely loved it with a passion. It went really, really well until the cars, the used cars, kept on coming back. There was issues. We had the warranty on the vehicles wasn't the best, but we thought it was. So as soon as you get a couple of cars coming back with clutch problems, engine problems, it all went horribly wrong. And it just got to a point where the approved car side was dragging down Silverstone Fleet Management. A lot of the people that were working for me then sort of went off into various different directions, back into the motor trade or various different things. So, that was a very dark time, because we then changed accountants, and I use a lady now called Aileen, which is, she's an absolute godsend. And I sat down one particular day and she said, right, I'll give it to you black and white. She's Irish, so there's no pissing about with her, because she'll just say to me black and white. She just said, look, you've got 3 months. If you don't stop the approved car side, the company will go. Well, that was an absolutely bit of a shock. It was a culture shock to me, because I thought, well, I've got, at that particular time, I had 5 people that were working for me. And any business owner that's listening to this, if you've got this far, it's 11 minutes in, you'll know that that is your main priority, the team that you've got, because not only is it your own well-being, but you're constantly thinking about everyone else's well-being around you. And to let people go is the hardest thing, and I certainly didn't want to do that. So we stopped it. We stopped the approved car side. And then the main focus then was on Silverstone Fleet Management. So we stopped it. We literally chucked the keys back to the landlord, and we focused then back onto the Silverstone side. So 6 months in, things were improving. We got some, the team sort of increased slightly, but with the right people. And then we just pushed the business forward very slowly once again. So as the years progressed, the business was getting a lot better. We was doing a lot of good things. Processes were very tight. And my eye certainly wasn't off the ball. Because I must admit, with the approved car side, the main focus was on that. And once again, I tend to find personally, if you've got too many plates spinning, one of the plates will certainly fall. So it was a struggle. That was a real struggle back then. So the focus was on the Silverstone side. And then as the years progressed, we then started to get some funding partners on board. And now to this day, we've got some of the top finance providers on board with us as partners, and that certainly does help. And we've got some credibility now within the town, so I have been told by a good friend of mine. But we sort of blinkered really, because we do a lot of these videos and we do what we do day in, day out. We work virtually nearly 7 days a week, and we don't really know what we're doing. But we try so hard to give this high level of customer service, which is quite cliche within this industry, because everyone says, you go onto any website and it says, oh, you know, we give the best customer service. Well, the thing is, I actually did want to do that. And the main reason being is that we care for what we do. So 8 years has been, it's been tough. There's no question about it. But equally, it's probably been the best 8 years I've ever had. I've got a strong team of people around me. Abby and Nick have been with me since the start. Nick's been with me 7 years now. We'll be 8 years this year. So I've got absolute loyalty. And with all the other members of the team as well, I know them individually. And it's just, it's working. It's working. But don't get me wrong, it's not easy. It certainly isn't easy. And if someone's going to start a business, I don't know what I'd say to them now. If they're going to start a brokerage, it's probably the hardest thing you could start, because you're not owned by a PLC. You haven't got the luxury of that cash flow. And cash flow, as everyone well knows, cash flow is king. As corny as that may sound, but if you haven't got the cash, you haven't got a business, because you can't pay anyone. Because the biggest overhead with any business is the salaries. And you need people to push the business forward. So that's, in a nutshell, that's how Silverstone started. We all love it as a passion. It's not easy. We have days where we virtually walk out crying, but equally we have days where we just absolutely love it. And to be honest with you, that's many days that we enjoy what we do. And once again, you know, we've got some great funders on board. Some of the customers that we've got as well, well, virtually all of the customers, every single one of them has helped us to do what we do. The loyalty as well has been phenomenal. We've got customers since we started, and they still use us to this day. And yes, they may go to someone else if there's a certain offer that we can't do, because there may be a batch deal that they've they've forged with a dealership and a funder. Well, that's fine, but we're still here, and 9 times out of 10 it all goes a little bit tits up there anyway, but we're always here. And the customers are absolutely fantastic, and if it wasn't for the customers, we wouldn't be here to this day. So very brief, I say it's brief, it's 16 minutes. I can't believe I've been talking for 16 minutes, but all I want to say is thank you, honestly, hand on heart, to everyone that's dealt with us, that's our customer, that's looking to be our customer. We love you all, we honestly do. We have a bit of a laugh, bit of banter within the office. You may see a lot of our videos, the spin, the wheel, and all of this sort of stuff. We've got some great stuff that we're doing. But it's 8 years. 8 years we have been trading, and it's been a journey. It's been an absolute journey. And once again, we moved just very quickly as well. We moved here to Preston Deanery, and that's changed a lot of the dynamics of what we do. We can now have customer meetings and funder meetings here, especially with our new office, as you can see here at the back, which I've explained before. But the setting is absolutely, it's a lovely, tranquil office. And please, if you are driving past, pop in, come and see me, let's have a coffee. But I just want to say thank you to everyone that's dealt with us. It's 8 years we've been trading. Touch wood, as many more years to come. But 8 years for me is an absolute milestone to where we started, the journey that we've begun. And to be honest with you, we've only just started. So 8 years, to be honest, isn't really that long to be in business. There's companies that we deal with now that have been in business 40 years. Well, so 8 years is nothing. And I'm absolutely looking forward to the next 8 years. So thanks for listening. If you've got this far, really appreciate it. But if you're driving past, please pop in. I love you lots. Have a great day. Take care.